Next here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, I am joined in the studio once again by Mr. Lee Sargent. We're going to start off with his first musical choice of the evening, a bit of Clutch, and the slightly worrying title, Burning Beard.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Let's try it with this slight modification to the volume. That's better. It is the sound of Clutch and Burning Beard here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and apparently we might be one of the first English radio stations to actually play that song. We like our firsts here on Phoenix FM. Sweet. And I got that information courtesy of the gentleman who is sitting in front of me now. Good evening, Mr. Lee Sargent.
Good evening, sir.
Right, I'm just going to move your microphone up because I cannot, because I can't hear you very well. Right, come close to your mic. This is live radio for you people. Right, can we hear you?
One, two, testing. Oh, I can hear myself in the headphones.
Yes, that's because I'm fiddling with the controls. Ooh. Here. It takes years to fiddle these controls correctly.
Yeah, I don't think I could take up that position just yet.
You wouldn't want to. Right, either way, less about fiddling knobs. Lee, how the devil are you tonight?
I'm good, my friend. You all right?
I am not bad at all.
Good. I'm limping a little bit.
Yes, you did come in on a single crutch today.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell listeners the story, or shall we let them speculate for now?
Let's see some speculation on the old internet here.
Righty-o.
Some guesses going on.
Righty-o. So, get in touch with us via the usual means, chat room, email, whatever you like. Most imaginative way, Lee currently has to walk around in a crutch. while we're waiting for them to do that, you were last with us a month ago.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And you did a couple of songs for us, and it was just ahead of your gig with that band you play in, Vacant Touch.
I think I know the one you mean. Yeah. It was down at Chinnery's we played.
It was.
Yeah, hired it out. So we had Microfish playing, Dregs of Society, who absolutely rocked it as well. It went quite well. It was pretty good. It was a good show actually. So I always enjoy it, but you know, it's when you're putting it on for yourself and you've got your own pals kind of filling the venue. It works quite well that way. It's good fun.
I bet you did. Okay. Now you have been busy in that month since we met, because you've just put out this single with lo-fi beats called Exit Strategy.
Yeah, it's all come around pretty quick actually. I mean, we wrote it a few months ago now. I say a few months ago, probably 6 months ago. We started writing it together, and the time we got it all sent off to be mixed and mastered and rah 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 and. But the ball's rolling pretty quick now. It's all gone quite well, courtesy of Death By Records and Hot Work Records as well. There's quite a few good names getting behind it, actually. We've had some good reviews from radio stations and the like that we've sent it out to and stuff. So it's a bit different, though. It's not me and my acoustic or me rocking with the band. It's just my vocals over a track that Lo-Fi Beats are in.
It is quite fascinating. Yeah. Yes, we'll chat about it a bit more after we've heard the single. Here is Exit Strategy by Lo-Fi Beats and him, Lee Sargent.
Actively, I'm working on my exit.
there you have it. That is Lo-Fi Beats featuring Lee Sargent here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled Exit Strategy. And that single is available in many forms. It's also available in a much longer form as well. That is available now. And the singer on that track, Lee, is my guest in the studio tonight. So tell us about who this Lo-Fi Beats chap is. He's a bit of an enigma.
Yeah, he's absolutely incredible. He's like, he's a live DJ. He does DJ sets sort of in London and all around Hoxton and a few other places down here as well, sort of Southend and Leon Seaway. But just fantastic producer of music as well. He's played at Creamfields Festival. He's had like a fair bit of little success. He's had Radio 1 plays on his other tracks. Like he's got a track called Yeah, Like This. And it's incredible. Proper, I think it was like for us, like, and our group of friends and the people that had heard it and got out there for it. It was a proper summer song for last year kind of thing. So if you get a chance, yeah, Lo-Fi Beats, Yeah, Like This. And fantastic. But we kind of hooked up a couple of years ago now, and for about a year or so, with a pal of mine called Dan as well, Daniel Muir, who his alias in music is Muir, or M.U.I.R, I think. And between the three of us, got together and done Meteors as a band, which was more of an electronic live thing. And just this kind of spawned off the back of that, really. Me and Adam hooked up and laid a vocal down over something he was already writing, and it kind of just fell together quite well, really. So, and we've ended up releasing it under record label Death by Records. So, yeah, it's all going really well. It's quite exciting, to be fair. I didn't expect it, and then out of the blue, March 24th, I got it was released the week before it was released. I got a text that day saying, "You're going to be played on, I think it was XFM tonight." I was like, "Oh, whoa!" You know, it's kind of quite big for myself. Quite enjoy it. So, but. It's a new jump into electronic music, which is also fun. So.
Excellent. Oh, well, good for you. And where can people get their hands on that track?
iTunes would be the easiest. So you got your iTunes links. I think you can hear it on Spotify and bits and pieces like that as well. I think Juno download, and there's quite a few download places to get it. But if you just type Lo-Fi Beats Exit Strategy into Google, I'm pretty sure it will pop up everywhere. You can buy it here and there. So, but the easiest bet, I think, would be iTunes.
Rightio. Well, good stuff. Now, we're going to go a bit back to the side that you're perhaps better known for.
Right.
With working Vic and Touch and you and your acoustic guitar.
Yeah, which I kind of have ready.
And you've got a plethora of tunage that you could possibly entertain us with tonight. But what are you going to play for us first?
A new one, actually. Going to give it a try. Any feedback's welcome. So I've played this one a few times solo, and as we're doing it as a band now, so I'm going to give it a go. It's called Rivers and Worlds, and then possibly Rivers and Worlds bracket. I'll be waiting, close bracket. But Rivers and Worlds, so it's a new song with Vacant Touch, which we're going to be hopefully performing live soon. So I'll give it a go at least. So.
Excellent. Vacant Touch, Lee Sargent, take it away.
Beautiful, you're magical, you're everything. Be my baby, I want you back, I need you here. You're everything, be my lady, and I will be there when you close your eyes. Won't disappear when you sleep at night. I will be there just to help you run. Together we'll find our way into the sun. Wherever you are, yes, I'll be around. Go near or far, can I be your sound? Want you to know that I will be waiting. Rivers and worlds will stand in our way. Want you to know I will be waiting. Yeah. Always waiting. You're everything. You're mine to bear. I want you back, and girl, I need you there. say you will be there for me. I need you, girl, just don't you leave. 'Cause I will be there when you close your eyes. Won't disappear when you sleep at night. I will be there just to help you run. Together we'll find our way into the sun. Wherever you are, yes, I'll be around. Go near or far, can I be your sound? Want you to know that I will be waiting. Rivers and worlds were standing our way. I want you to know I will be waiting. I'm always waiting. I will be there just to help you out. I will be there just to help you run. You will be there just to see me fall. Together we'll hold ourselves to the bone. Every hour I'll be around. Gonna fly, can I be your sound? Want you to know that I will be waiting. Rivers and worlds were standing our way. I want you to know I will be waiting. And always waiting. Ooh. And always waiting.
Excellent.
Gracias.
That is Lee Sargent live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And this is just going to be a brief seconds where I sound like I'm miles away because I've just got to go and readjust his microphone.
Amuse yourselves for a minute.
I'm sure they'll keep themselves amused for a second. Ooh, hello.
And it looks like, and now I've got to pull it back up again.
There we go. I could always shrink myself every now and then. That could be cool. There we are. Ooh.
Sorry, this is really bad live radio for you people. We're having to adjust microphones because every time we position it somewhere, it falls down, and I really don't want Lee to crouch down given his position. I think what we'll do is when the next song's on, we'll move you over a bit and we'll use a different microphone. Yes, don't be a DJ, kids. Right, okay. Hopefully none of our listeners have died of boredom during that. if they do, it was purely my fault, not yours. Hopefully you'll be redeeming the show. Maybe not me, but the show with some more musical entertainment in a bit. But first of all, we should talk about who else is in vacant touch with you.
You got a guy called Pete who plays the drums, who's all muscle bound and big arms and proper drummer. How drummers should be.
I want to meet him already.
Yeah, is the powerhouse that is Pete Tognetti. Yeah, he's a fantastic drummer, absolutely brilliant. Like, we're all still learning, you know, but he's getting on now, so he's getting that skill and experience behind him. He's going to hate me for saying that, but really good. And then you got Tim, who's technically, I think, Czech royalty. He's got one hell of a full name, but it's Count Tim, we call him. So he's on lead guitar, left-handed. Again, fantastic musicians. I'm really fortunate that I get to play with them week in, week out. I'm quite happy about this. Dave Scott on bass, who just can walk all day long on a bass and make you listen and happy. It's fantastic. Quite fortunate to be playing with a Tim, Pete and a Dave, to be fair. So nice, easy names to remember. But they're really good. And, they're the sort of band that no matter how successful we ever get. I mean, we've been together 8 years now, and we've gone from strength to strength personally, like with music and playing together and sort of the gigs we've done, the places we've been and the fun we've had. And yeah, I don't think we're going to stop anytime soon. So I keep suggesting to him when we release our album finally to call it It Takes 10 Years to Be an Overnight Success, because it's so close to being 10 years and we haven't released an album yet. You know, it's all been about the live show, so, which we've enjoyed.
Good stuff. Is the album not too far away?
Well, yeah, we're just looking into some more recording. We've got a really good track done and produced by Mark Cunningham, who's an upstanding name in the industry, and that's with our Bar Bar song, and that might be able to be found soon. But we plan on getting a whole bunch of acoustic videos up on YouTube in the next couple of months, and then after that kind of look at seriously getting down and recording the album finally. So we don't know how long it'll take, but you know, we're willing to take our time with it. I mean, 10 years and we've got an army of songs that we need to sift through to find out, you know, all written by ourselves and that, which what we want to put on there, you know. So we'll get there, but yeah, I expect the album. I keep saying, like, summer after summer, I keep saying, yeah, next summer you're going to get our album, and next summer you're going to get our album, but eventually. And yes, because I need to show people what I've done for 10 years of my life. Do you know what I mean? I need something to show for it, so, other than a smile and a limp, you know. But yeah, it'll come. I reckon next year at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like wheels are in motion, I think what they say for that.
Yeah, it's
good stuff. So how would you describe Vacant Touch's sound?
Ooh, now it's a tricky one. We've been described as many things before. I think Festival Times, that got given out a fee for V Festival for a few years in a row, described as the finest indie rock pop quartet the Southeast has produced. I don't know if I believe them or not, but indie pop rock, I think, would be a good way of saying it. But we get a bit funky and a bit rocky in there, and we like a bit of Shway American-y style rock as well, which we kind of have a bit of fun with. But I don't know, I don't know, someone described us recently as like Rolling Stones meets Busted, which I don't know how I feel about that yet. I'm still trying to comprehend.
In your position, I wouldn't know either.
I didn't think I moved like Jagger like that, so, you know. Well, I'd take that, you know, you're a multi-millionaire and all of that. I don't mind a bit of that. So, but yeah, I don't know how else to describe us really, other than like the Rolling Busted. I don't know if that works.
Rolling Busted. Mm. It'll do for now. Mm. I'm not really sure if you count the Rolling Stones and Busted as influences of yours, so who would you say are influences of yours?
Myself, Incubus. I love Incubus. I think they're fantastic. In the last sort of 5 years, and only the last 5 years, unfortunately, I only found Clutch and the Bakerton Group, which are absolutely awesome. I do like my rock. But Newton Faulkner as well, and Eric Mongrain, a couple of acoustic percussion guitarists that I quite like, John Gom. But my favourite of everything ever is got to be Span. I love Span, Norwegian Turbo Rock Commandos. And apparently they play Machine Gun Rock and Roll, and they're fantastic. And even the lead singer now is still going on, Jarl Bernhoff. Just incredible, just a joy to listen to. And yeah, it's music like that that you can turn on if you're having a disheartened day, and just you remember why you do it, and you play it for the love of it. That's good.
Excellent. I'm glad that we're talking about love of music here, because that is that is always a good thing here on Curveballs. On the subject of bands you love and stuff like that, let's listen to one of the tracks that you've brought along with you. What should we listen to?
Go for Span, I reckon. Give it a go, Span. Unless you want to do one of the CD ones. But yeah, I reckon if you got the Spotify there, Span. And then, Cut Like Diamonds. Give that a go.
Right. This is the bit where I...
good.
Let's see if anything comes up. Right. It can't locate anything on there, so I'm going to try and find it by alternative means. Or at least I could if I could type something right. Right, let's see if this works. Yes, thank you. Yes, you just keep doing that.
You're welcome, sir. I'll keep playing till you play something else again. And I'm running out of things to say.
Well, I think...
Oh, nice.
...that we've found it now. So let's hope this works out. Ladies and gentlemen... This is Span, and cut like diamonds, and I can't sing to music. It is the sound of Span here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Cut Like Diamonds. And it was the second musical choice of my guest tonight, Mr. Lee Sargent from Vacant Touch. And yes, apparently not many radio stations have played much Span either. So, well, I'm glad to be breaking new ground with that.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure there's not many that would have played it. I mean, they broke up quite a few years ago. The lead thing is still going, but... yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't get much UK success, so nice work, sir. Yeah.
Glad to be of service, my man.
Yeah, awesome.
Rightio. You've got another track that's coming up. I've already been told to leave the singing to my guests here online. Yeah, no need to rub it in, Stuart. that is what I'm going to get you to do right now. What track are you going to do for us next?
I'm going to give it a go. At least it's called Summer Song, and it's by Vacant Touch, and it's something we play quite regularly live and quite enjoy. As I say, I'll give it a try. I normally have guys to fall back on, and, you know, bum note and stuff. And...
Right, yeah. Well, trying to make us feel all summery now with a summer song. Here is Lee Sargent here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Some are girls, they want me. Some are girls, they want my friends. Some are girls don't need me. And some are girls don't need a thing. They don't need a thing. Some are girls, they love to. They love to laugh and love to cry. The summer sun begins to fall. Summer girls, they want it all. They want it all. Girl, I've got this feeling taking hold of me. Girl, I got that feeling. Tell me why this is supposed to be. Some miraculous reason they find me hard to resist. I know the games they're playing. Still it's hard to break the grip. With angry, yeah. Some are girls that love to, and love to laugh and love to cry. Summer sun begins to fall. Summer girls, they want it all. They want it all. Girl, I've got this feeling taking hold of me. Girl, I've got that feeling. Tell me what this is supposed to be. Leaving cracks for new mistakes. I feel like Montgomery. When I burst, you will see there. Girl, I got this feeling taking hold of me. Girl, I got that feeling. Tell me what this is supposed to be. Girl, I've got that feeling taking hold of me. Girl, I love this feeling. Tell me what this is supposed to be. Supposed to be. What's this supposed to be? Supposed to be.
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you very much, sir.
That is the sound of Lee Sargent from Vacant Touch here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track, which will hopefully surface soon in recorded form via Vacant Touch.
There is a nice live version currently on YouTube that we played in the O2 Islington. So, yeah, check that out if you get
look that up in the meantime, people. Entitled Summer Song. Yes, make that your next trip to YouTube, I reckon.
Yeah.
Good, good. So, have you been doing a lot of gigging recently?
Yeah, well, we've been back on the scene a little bit, gigging a little bit recently. We've done Chinneries, we've done a couple of other bits and pieces in and around Southend, pushed the boat out a little bit and done Kensington Rooftop Gardens. Yeah, we're just trying to get back into the London scene a little bit more as well now. And then saying that, we've booked up a reasonably cool gig down at Chelmsford at the Triangle Club through Soundcheck on the 25th of April. So, yeah, if you're in Chelmsford around that time, the Triangle Club, I think it's called, come check us out. We'll be on the bill, and I think, I can't read it, I think the Collier are headlining. So, yeah, it'll be worth getting down. It's going to be a good night down in Chelmsford. It's always fun down there, so uni town and all of that. It's pretty good with the Anglia Ruskin about. I think it's still Anglia Ruskin.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, we're looking at the next sort of few months, heading through July onwards, going to be gigging out throughout London and around Essex again. Maybe head back down to the Guildhall in Portsmouth. That was always fun, so nice to get something again there. Other than that, I'm hoping to get a few more theatre things and pack out a few bigger venues. So that'll be it's all pushing there pretty quickly. It's snowballing as well, which is nice.
Oh, good for you. Excellent. Well, hopefully we'll be able to catch you live many a time in the coming months. In the meantime, let's have a listen to your next musical choice, sir. What would you like us to play next?
Or Delamitri and Start With Me. And that one's for me mum. Brought me up on Delamitri, and my dad brought me up on Beatles. So, yeah, I think we'll have a bit of Delamitri. Scottish band, Justin Currie, the lead singer. I think most people know Roll To Me, but Start With Me is also a good one if you can find it. But,
right. I'm hoping that this is going to work. Yes, it's going to be starting very shortly. this is live radio for you people. We're just waiting for it to queue up, and then listeners, you can enjoy yourself a bit of Delamitri as well. So yes, we're just waiting. Yeah, just carry on with the guitar and stuff, and as a bit of a build up. Future guests, this will get you in my good books. Here's Delamitri.
I get it.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are listening to Curveballs on Phoenix FM with me, Nick Field, and him, Lee Sargent. We've just heard two of Lee's musical choices. The first one was Delamitri and their impressive collection of fuzz pedals. And that track was entitled Start With Me. And the track you just heard was, of course, Foo Fighters and Rope. And that is from one of their albums, rather a special one. Tell us about special edition of that album, Lee.
Okay, so what I have here is I bought the album, and those people that bought the album, it's called Wasting Light. Great album. Foo Fighters, sort of a newer release. I think it's a bit old now. It's a couple of years old. But
they released it within it, in a little booklet, if I pull the booklet out. I was one of the lucky ones. Apparently, this is an original bit of tape from the analogue recording they done. And they cut the tape into a million pieces and put it in a million albums as a bit of a ploy and a give something back way, I think, for a
indeed
sale.
It's
but it worked. It I'm just, well chuffed with it.
Yeah, it just looks like a bit of like film tape,
yeah,
or something like that. But it's actually real, genuine Foo Fighters tape.
I mean, I don't think they cut it up themselves, so I don't think any of the Foos have touched it. You know what I mean?
That kind of wouldn't surprise me, but
I don't know if I'd be excited about that or not, though. I'd then be like Germs, you know.
Mm. Yeah, but it's been in the same room as them. It's been touched by them.
It's been recorded on by them.
Recorded on by them. That's the term I was looking for.
It's I'm putting it back within the booklet, and it stays safe. So I don't keep this on me, you know. I don't walk around with this album on me. I brought it in specially, you know. But that's my little Pride and Joy album. That I like that for that fact. Yeah.
Oh, well, good for you.
Thank you.
We're going to tell you what. Should we listen to some more of your Pride and Joy and get you to do another song for us?
Yeah, why not? Well, you could do anything off that. I mean, that is rocking. But
rightio. We will listen to some more Foreigner in a bit. But first of all, how about you get your guitar and do another song for us?
Oh, I could do that. I think I could. Da-da-da. I've got to try and decide what to play. Oh, I've got an idea.
Choose something from your vast repertoire.
Many repertoire. I'm going to do one. Started writing it many years ago with a guy called Nigel Cochran, an absolutely astoundingly fantastic songwriter, singer, guitarist, performer, musician. We started writing this song together, and this is kind of like, after years and years and years, my own take on this song. So it's called Faceless Demons. And this is kind of it, roughly, my version of it.
Take it away. Lee Sargent, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Faceless demons in my mind. Well, I hand my soul back to a man I can't find. Well, I'm staring there in the mirror and he's looking back at me. No conviction in his eyes, just what I can see. Feeling weak, my legs are tired, running on time, but I'm wasting mine. And won't you ever try to save me? Won't you ever try to break me down? 'Cause I've loved, I've lost, I've seen and done. I can't stop you from being yourself. I will not follow you today. You can't stop me from being myself. So I faced my demons in my mind. Not a mountain or a hill, just out of a ditch I'll climb. Well, I dragged myself to where I feel at my best. Better believe me now, I'm better than the rest. Feeling weak, my legs are tired, running on time, but I'm wasting mine. And won't you ever try to save me? Won't you ever try to break me down? I
I've loved, I've lost, I've seen and done. I can't stop you from being yourself. I will not follow you today. You can't stop me from being myself. No, 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 you can't stop me from being myself. Won't you ever try to save me? Won't you ever try to break me down? 'Cause I've loved, I've lost, I've seen and done. I can't stop you from being yourself. I will not follow you today. You can't stop me from being myself. I love, I lost, I've seen and done. I can't stop you from being yourself. I will not follow you today. You can't stop me from being myself.
And thank you. Yeah. That is the sound of Lee Sargent here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. That track of his was entitled...
Oh, Faceless Demons.
There you have it, listeners. And we mentioned earlier that Lee came to us today on a crutch, and we did invite listeners earlier to speculate if they wish on how he ended up like yeah. that. Stuart in Hertfordshire, it's not because he dropped a guitar on his foot.
No, it's close, but no cigar. No.
And tell it. Tell us a bit about how it happened.
Okay, right. A few friends and I, every now and then, play a bit of five-a-side football. And I play in goal. Played in goal. I saved the ball when I dived for it, but I just happened to, like, bend my knee up, and I've stretched my cruciate ligament. My anterior Ouch. Cruciate ligament, I think, as well. So it's causing a lot of grief at the minute. So I'm kind of...
Right, yeah.
Many paracetamols.
Right, yeah. Well, they've clearly served you well, for tonight, for definite.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, to cheer you up a bit, let's have a listen to another of your musical choices. What shall we listen to next?
Okay. Right. This is going to be a tough one. But I reckon Jimmy World and Sugar Salt Sweat. I'd like to hear that anyway.
Isn't it Salt, Sweat, Sugar?
Salt, Sweat, Sugar. It may well be Sugar, Salt,
Yes. It's Salt, Sweat, Sugar.
Yeah, salt, sweat,
but,
sugar.
Of course, it was originally... No, the song was originally called Bleed American.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes. Yes. We'll gloss over the long story behind why that song has so many different names.
Indeed.
And let's just... I think we should just leave it to the band.
Yeah.
Here's the Sound of Jimmy Eat World, and that song and all those titles it has. And it was chosen by my guest tonight, Mr. Lee Sargent. So, yes, hopefully that has put Lee a little bit more on the road to recovery from his recent injury. Coach Mahaffey in Louisiana, unfortunately, it's not because he fell off the stage, and it's not because he tripped running from all those groupies.
I have fallen off a stage.
All right, tell us about you falling off a stage. Come on, we've got to hear this.
The Mill Hall. Anyone that's played down the Mill Hall in Raleigh, it's about a good 3.5-4 foot stage. And there's a drum platform at the back that's about another 4 foot on top of that, so you can see the drummer at all times. And yeah, I was stood at the back, just had a go on my drummer's drum kit for a bit of a laugh, and just stepped backwards, didn't even think. And yeah, just disappeared down the back of the stage, like behind the curtain.
Well, I never.
Yep, I didn't injure myself that time, weirdly, but still, I did laugh a lot. That was a bit of a shock.
Rightio. Well, I suppose we're going to have to call the next track Music to Fall Off Stage to.
Yeah. I could do that. It could be quite good.
What track are you going to do for us?
I think I'm going to give Comfort Zone, another song by ourselves, Vacant Touch. I don't know how it will work on me own, but I'll give it the best go I can. So, why not, the sort of thing? Yeah.
Indeed. Take it away, Lee Sargent, here on Curveballs on Peaks FM.
Working late with my friend, the strongest coffee in the world. Got to get a good start now, before my inspiration goes. And in my busy lifestyle, I find it hard to get some peace. But it will help my future, where my words help discover me. Step outside yourself now. Oh, oh, give me some space. Step outside yourself now. Oh, oh, give me some space. Na, 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 na. Oh, oh, give me some space. Na, 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 na. Oh, oh. Statistically, we are more likely to fail than to succeed. But it would help our cause if you could just let me be just me. And tragically, I'm bound by providing comfort to her needs. But I'm insistent that I don't need to hug her while she. Step outside yourself now. Oh, oh, give me some space. Step outside yourself now. Oh, oh, give me some space. Na, 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 na. Oh, oh, give me some space. Na, 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 na. Tragically, I'm bound by providing comfort to her needs. But I'm insistent that I don't need to hug her while she sleeps. Woo! Step outside yourself now. Oh, 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 give me some space. Step outside yourself now. Oh, oh, give me some space. Na, 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 na. Oh, oh, give me some space. Na, 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 na.
We like that one.
We do too. That is the sound of Lee Sargent from Vacant Touch here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled
Comfort Zone.
Comfort Zone. And that's something you've definitely stepped outside of a little bit today. And we've been all the better for it, I reckon. Yeah. So we have one more musical choice of yours to play us out tonight.
Oh, this is a good one.
And it's a bit of 100 Reasons and Oratorio. But before we play that track, where is the place that people can go to find out more about you and Vacant Touch?
Okay, so we're all over Facebook. So if you search for Vacant Touch or Lee Sargent on Facebook or YouTube or Google, we're all over all of them. So if you type it in a generic website search engine, I'm sure you'll find us. If not, 25th of this month, come down to the Triangle Club via Soundcheck in Chelmsford, which is right next door to the Fleece. Come down, check us out live. That's why I think we're best. So I don't know if that counts for much, but you know, best bet is come see us live. But all the info for live gigs again is on Facebook, so big round circle right there with the internet.
Yes. Good.
Babbling now.
That's quite all right. You're going to have to do some more of it now, because I'm going to say, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Okay, shout-out to Microfish, shooting a new music video very soon, and Dregs of Society. I want to shout-out to GTF as well, which are a garage duo, Jay Harvey and Billy Friedlander as well. So they're awesome and still gigging about the country all over the show. And a huge shout-out to Lo-Fi Beats, we've got our single out at the moment called Exit Strategy, so get downloading that, and also check out his EP for that as well. On top of that, Muir, m.u.i.r, check him out and his EP Lights and Heat as well. Death By Records, Hot Work Records, and Sin Star Clothing. Other than that, all good.
Excellent.
There you go.
Well summed up there. Yes, find Vacant Touch and Lee Sargent all over Facebook, to use his words, his parting gift to you is a bit of 100 Reasons. I think it's fairly safe to say that the future starts here. Lee Sargent, thank you very much.
Thank you.